Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's Sabres Live on the fly, baby. We have added, we have made a line change. We pulled the goalie and added a skater.
And playing center? And playing center in this screen?
Oh my goodness, what is going on? Welcome in, Marty, from Montreal. You and Dan calling the game tonight. It's great to have a bigger cast here on Sabres Live for the back half hour of our first show of the week. But I know you got stuff for Chris Bates. Well, let me quickly just say, Rasmus Dahlin's not going tonight. Mm-hmm. Jordan Greenway is also very unlikely for tonight. Now, remember, Nick Obey-Kubel was scratched in the game against Toronto, so he could come back in to round out the group of forwards, and obviously still some uncertainty on the blue line. So stay with Sabres Social. Obviously, join us for our pregame coverage tonight at 6:30 on MSG for all the details. We're expecting Luukkonen to start in goal. Now, Marty, Bakes, get after it, you two.
Well, I have a question for Bakes, because I know you're talking about the power play and shot location inside the dot, outside the dot, right? And, I mean, for me, I look at teams that have success opening up the one-timer, especially like for a guy like Tage. There's a lot of quick puck movement or body movement on the power play, right? What do you prefer? I prefer puck movement, move it quick as opposed to body movement. But what do you like best to be able to open that one-timer, either for Thompson or for Kulik on the one side, or something that's going to get working?
I mean, there's two ways to break down the defense, right? I mean, move the puck or move the bodies. And I watch probably too much European hockey, where you see a lot more motion, especially at the top of the zone with the guys changing off each other, defensemen moving to the wings and overloading and coming back. I'm always in favor of body movement because it makes the defenseman think, makes the opposition think a little bit more than just snapping the puck around. That's my take. But no, what we were talking about, you know, going back to the previous segment with Kulik was, you know, Duffer kept asking me, I wasn't fully answering his question directly about Kulik on the power play. He sets up outside of the dot. And I think the next part of his development on the power play to more effectively use his one-timer, and Marty, you said it, to get better shot angles, is to get him a little bit more inside of that dot. And I think that's kind of one of the things that I'm be looking for here in the next group of games. If he's going to get more power play time, bring him in a little bit more to get more straight shots and better rebounds.
But I feel like, so I look at Jack Quinn's goal against the Toronto Maple Leafs, power play goal. It's a slow pass by Peterka, but a quick, like, executing pass. Like, he went back and across the box. So now Jack gets the puck. He doesn't have to one-time it. He can catch, walk in, get inside the dot, release, right? I think of, well, the Sabres are going to see Patrick Laine tonight. Patrick Laine's first power play goal of the season and then the second power play goal of the season are not one-timer, but the pass is so quick across the box that nobody can get to Laine. He has time to catch, look, step, release. So who can make that pass, or who can make those type of plays right now in the way that they have their personnel on the power play set up to open up Thompson or Kulik a little bit more, because Dahlin's not there. You don't have that cross seam pass. It's, it's becoming difficult to execute on the power play right now. It's not opening that up.
Yeah, no, it is. It's tough because I think actually Thompson's probably most equipped to make that pass.
Yeah.
Right now,
can't make,
honestly.
Get to himself. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He's not Josh Allen. He's not Josh Allen throwing a touchdown pass and catching a touchdown pass. That can't happen.
But that's why I'm in favor of putting Kulik on the other side opposite Thompson on PP1 more regularly. You give him that look as opposed to Paterka there. But no, that's the answer to the question. Unless you have you change it up and you have your defenseman come down. This is why I think solving the power play is just let's get Dahlin back. He can leave the top of the box, go down the side to the flank, have everyone rotate around. He could be that guy that snaps a pass across. I still don't know why the Sabres don't go high in the zone, low to the guy on the goal line, and kick it back into the slot. It's such a formulaic power play that is infallible. And I very rarely see it from the Sabres. I'm willing to see that too.
When they've tried it, it feels like it didn't connect, right? The execution was, again, not at the level you would want it to be. Okay, would you, and Duffer, I'm asking Bakes a bunch of questions here, and I want to pick his brains because his hockey brain is so good. Would you go Power, Byram on the same power play and maybe have Byram be on the right side and then... I mean, then it doesn't leave you anybody else for the other power play. Maybe you can, I don't know if you want, who would you want to throw there? Is Ryan Johnson a power play guy? Could he be a power play two guy if you wanted to try him? I don't know if he'll be dressed tonight. He hasn't been called up yet and there's still a roster spot available. So maybe he's there, maybe he isn't, but I'm just saying, would you try somebody like him on a second unit?
So to go back to my comment about motion on the power play and like Johnson, he's really good at walking the line and getting simple shots through. But if you're looking for more motion on your power play, I would try Ryan Johnson. To go back to Byram Power, your question about that, I'm definitely willing to try that because of the mobility and because we've seen Bowen Byram and other, I don't care if it was back in the WHL or when he was in Colorado, that was another power play that moved at the top. Moved at the top, a lot of rotation. I'm for anything right now. I like both Power and so first of all, Power's got great hockey IQ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can get more out of that hockey IQ when you have a man advantage and more space to work with. Byram, I just like his mobility. So I'd be willing to try what you said. I think that's actually not a bad idea at all.
Again,
have two defensemen out there that can move the way they do.
Yeah. No confirmation yet on which defenseman will be in the lineup for the Sabres. But Marty, do you remember our first broadcast this year of a preseason game against Pittsburgh? And yes. I sarcastically started the intermission report saying, we have a controversy already. Henry Okiharju, power play one, right?
Yeah.
They had the awesome start. He was PP1 because Dahlin was injured. And I'm like, this is great. So hearing you guys talk about who should be on the second, I'm like, hello? I'll put Henry out there if he's playing. That's the thing. I don't know who's playing at this point in time. These are all valid questions and concerns because there has been so much in the way of changes nightly to try to get out of this slide. Marty, what do you think is the best option right now?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, look, the Sabres have 7D, 8 if you consider Dahlin, and then Ryan Johnson did play, before the Levi call-up, but they had to make a roster move, and we were kind of wondering what that roster move was going to be, right, leading up to Sunday's game in Toronto. That ended up being Ryan Johnson. So I think it's been a hard start to the season for Henry Yarkiariou. And I don't know that he's played his best hockey either. And then you combine that with the penalties that he took in the Toronto game. And you're like, okay, well, I don't see Henry being a guy that, oh, yeah, like we'll give you that other shot when there's extra defenseman. And I know. I'm just saying, like, I just don't see it. And really, like, there's a lot riding on this game here. And it's a Tuesday game in Montreal, but with the way that the games have been played and the fact that Montreal beat you in the stretch of 10 now loss, Montreal was one of those games that you had wrapped up and you let go. And with the Colorado, the Detroit, the Toronto, there's four examples out of 10 games that you had wrapped up and let go. That's a big game. So I think those roster decisions are going to be very important, not just on the back end, but trying to figure out your lines and who's going to play. Like last game, you had McLeod playing on the right wing with Malenstein and Krebs. Is McLeod, because Greenway is doubtful, going to play with Kulik and Zucker? Is that who's playing center? There's so much riding on that roster right now. That's a big question mark.
Would you put Beck Malenstein, like reimagine that third line with Kulik? Would you put Malenstein up there to bring the energy? And kind of, like, we've seen teams reimagine their line construction. Marchment plays up sometimes the lineup in Dallas. McMahon played up in the lineup when they were a little shorthanded up in Toronto. Would you do like a Malenstein? You're not putting him up in your top six. Would you play that speed and energy to open things up for Kulik, Zucker? Would you do something like that? Maybe because is he your closest thing you have to Greenway?
But then that, I think the biggest thing when you play the Montreal Canadiens is, number one, you got to be disciplined. They Caulfield on the power play, now Lining on the power play. You can't, like, Caulfield scored two on the power play that 7-5 loss, right? You can't have that be a focal point. So you want to be aggressive, but you can't take penalties. And their bottom six, their forwards group in Montreal, their bottom six, I don't think gives you much and not a lot of speed. So yeah, I could see Malenstein maybe being that guy. But Lindy has always liked the Malenstein, Krebs, and either Lafferty or Obi Kubel, and has relied on that kind of go-to a little bit. So I think you're more likely to see a McLeod with Zucker and Kulik than seeing a Malenstein there.
Bakes, we're going to take a break.
Kind of curious.
Yeah. Well, one last comment from you. Give us your vision of how tonight unfolds, or who stars, or whatever.
I had one other crazy thought going back to the power play for Marty real quick. This will be my final thought. Okay, you want to put Byram and Power out there together? Hear me out. Would you put Power in front of the net on the power play? Big body. We saw Greenway go and take the eyes away from the goaltender in his first game back. They don't have enough guys. Well, Duffer and I were talking about that earlier. Yes, Chara style. Exactly. You've seen it.
Producer Jeff says Chera style, but we remember Rasmus Ristolainen doing that often with the Sabres. And he said, I did that in juniors a lot. And they were struggling on the power play, and he actually scored or had some success right away. And then, well, not so much after, but still, that's maybe a boost that you need. But then who are the other three forwards base? So if you have Power and Byram, you have Kulik, Thompson, and who there?
Zach Benson all day long. Scrambling around the ice, scooping up pucks, kicking them to the guys that can just throw it to the net. I love it all day.
Bakes, lots to discuss, especially in the coming weeks as the World Juniors ramp up. Thank you for stepping in today. We'll talk to you soon. All the best. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, my friend.
Happy holidays, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Chris Baker, Sabres Prospects. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.